Next up, I will ask our chair-elect, Dr. Lori Ellum Evans, to present our next awardee.
Good afternoon.
Victor Schoenbach is associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill at the Galen School of Global Public Health. With the help of co-instructors and over 200 teaching assistants, he has taught introductory epidemiology to some 300 epidemiology majors and 6,000 non-majors since 1980. He has led and co-led observation and intervention studies on smoking cessation, HIV, and other sexually transmitted infections, concurrent sexual partnerships, and other topics. He has also directed the UNC's Minority Health Project and has produced some 20 national webcasts in health equity, and has also worked with the UNC Minority Student Caucus on its annual Minority Health Conference and broadcast. Dr. Schoenbach maintains websites that disseminate his evolving texts, lecture slides, exercises, case studies, and other learning resources, including the most recently a virtual library for a course on social justice and equality he co-teaches with Bill Jenkins. He has, in 1983 to 2004, he received an award for leadership and distinguished service from the American College of Epidemiology. He has also received a Teaching Excellence Award from the Hubert H. Humphrey Fellowship Program Class of 2005. And in 2008, he was inducted into the Frank Porter Graham Graduate and Professional Student Honor Society. He received his bachelor's degree in Harvard College at Columbia University. He met his Master of Science in Economics from the London School of Economics, his Master's of Science degree in Public Health, his PhD in Epidemiology, and his postdoctoral degree in Psychosocial Epidemiology, all from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels. Please join me in welcoming to the stand our 2016 Abraham Lilienfeld Teaching Award to Dr. Victor Schoenbach.
Publicity department asked if they could have a photo, and I guess they will have a photo. So I am profoundly grateful to whoever so graciously proposed me for the Abraham Lilienfeld Award, and to the epidemiology section leadership for selecting me. Thanks also to all of you for coming to share this very special occasion. This award is a signature destination for me on a journey that began at least 44 years ago, when I hitched a ride to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and on the strength of having met his sister, asked Tom Randolph if I could camp out on the floor of his freshman dorm room. During the following week, I saw an announcement about a course in human sexuality that Tacky Crist was teaching at the School of Public Health. My visit to that course led ultimately to my enrollment in the Health Education Master's Program, thanks to Lewis Neidorf. My first semester in health education, I took a required introductory epidemiology course taught by the legendary John Cassell. Bert Kaplan, who taught my lab section in that course, and Godfrey Hochbaum enabled me to enter and succeed in my epidemiology doctoral program, postdoctoral fellowship, and junior faculty years. Bert also gave me the privilege of meeting Abe Lilienfeld in 1984. My first semester in public health brought two other pillars of my career and life success: meeting my wife, Marion, and my brother's recommendation that I learn the practice of transcendental meditation, which enabled me to appreciate her and many other treasures in my life more fully. I have had the great fortune to learn from and even teach with several past Abraham Lilienfeld awardees, David Kleinbaum, Michelle Ibrahim, Sherman James, and Bill Jenkins, and other epidemiology heroes, including Altai Roller, Barbara Hulka, Carl Shai, Ed Wagner, Gerardo Heiss, David Strogatz, and Charlie Poole, and many others I can't name here. I'm also greatly indebted to our student services managers, including Joyce Allen and Nancy Colvin, co-instructors Michelle Ibrahim, Barbara Hulka, Joellen Schildkraut, and Wayne Rosenman, guest lecturers including Tim Wilkoski, Carl Shai, David Sabat, Cecil Sheps, David Weber, Celia Heibels, and others, and the five epidemiology chairs who have enabled and facilitated my teaching in the classroom and online during nearly 40 years, providing over 200 teaching assistants who have made it possible to successfully teach 400 epidemiology majors and over 6,000 other students. Among my most exciting research projects was a self-help smoking cessation study in collaboration with the North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance Company and with Dr. Tracy Orleans and Victor Strecker and others. I realized that I was not the right person to be leading a study like that, and that the field desperately needed more researchers from underrepresented groups. That realization led me to work with colleagues on the Minority Affairs Committee of the American College of Epidemiology, Sherman, for example, and Bill Jenkins, and Kamara Jones and others, the UNC Minority Student Caucus, and colleagues on the UNC Minority Health Project to amplify the voices of epidemiologists and other professionals from underrepresented groups. Among my most rewarding accomplishments was recording Bill Jenkins' interview with past Lilienfeld awardee and today's Wade Hampton Frost lecturer, Sherman James, in which Sherman relates the story of his journey to our field. I hope you will listen to the recording of that in YouTube. It is not to be missed. For me, this award is a wonderful recognition of my life's work in teaching introductory epidemiology as a teaching assistant and then faculty member to undergraduates and graduate and professional students, many of whom went on to become and in some cases were already faculty, clinicians, and public health professionals. It is their knowledge, support, inspiration, motivation, intelligence, appreciation, and consciousness that I have depended upon. And I had hoped to give some advice to students and young faculty, if there are any here. My one piece of advice is be nice to your students. They will be your colleagues and your peers. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you.
Thank you.